Yeah, I think there's just true belief. You can have excitement and all that, but when you have belief that goes from, you know, throughout your entire organization, from George all the way down the organization, that's when I think it feels different.
It's Ryan Poles on the Hoag and Johns podcast talking about the belief that's in the entire organization. He didn't take questions on day one. Then said, I'll be around. He's now done the team-sponsored media and now the Hoag and Johns podcast.
Which he does every year. Like, since he's been GM, the Hoag and Johns podcast has had him on. They do a great job. And they've had Ryan Pace on, too, when he was here. So, shout out to those guys. Congratulations on what they've built and what it's become. Like, I'm really proud of both of those guys because entrepreneurial journalism and broadcasting is not easy, and what they've built is extraordinary. So shout out to the boys.
I'm reminded of what my guitar player always says when like another good guitar player is mentioned, and it's like it might be like a rival. He always goes, oh, is he still drinking? Just
that's messed up. That's messed up.
Everybody knows he's joking. We all know that.
We all know that he's joking.
So if I ever say, oh, they still drinking? I just know that I'm only kidding. And I wish nothing but success for them, like all the things Lauren said.
What does Steen call it?
All the good things.
Joking on the square.
Kidding on the square, baby.
All right. So here's something that's important for you, the Bears fan.
Okay.
Poles was asked by the boys on Caleb being coached harder and why he likes it.
Ben's addressed that. He wants to be coached hard. I think that's something he's been used to. He wants the directness, no gray. It's either right or it's wrong. And then what do I need to do to improve and get better? And he's responded really well. The work ethic has been outstanding. His communication has been really good too. So seeing those two grow together has been really good.
How are you tracking his 70% completion percentage? What drills are you leaving out?
Yeah, we you always tend to go to the team periods, but obviously every rep matters. So the 7-on-7s are really important too. I think any ball that leaves your hand is if you have if you're being intentional with your throws. You should be looking for a completion. So we track everything here and monitor that and keep communicating with our guys to make sure that we're hitting different benchmarks and keep pushing the envelope. I love the big goals because if you're shooting for those, if you fall anywhere near that, you're going to be in good shape.
Did you have coaches that were like that? And just in terms of like the immediateness of it, like you're messing up. I know maybe offensive line coaches are a bit different than play callers, but yeah, to see the play caller actually do it to me and Adam, we've since 2012 we've been covering this team. We haven't seen anything like that, to see the play caller, the head coach in those moments will remove his starters from the field to yell at his quarterback. Like, do you have any history with quarterbacks or coaches like that?
Yeah, I'd have to go back to college when I was with Matt Ryan. You can call him up and tell him about his college experience and what he went through, and it made us all better. Because again, you knew exactly what the expectations were. So if you were made of the right stuff, you understood that you had to be prepared when you walked onto the field or into a meeting room and have your stuff together. So I think it's a real positive thing. And again, the passion and the level of care that he has to get this football team where it needs to be is right where it needs to be, to be honest.
So you're saying Matt Ryan had that fire, or the coaching, the way he was coached is very similar?
Oh, the way he was coached. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
So that'd be Tom O'Brien as the head coach for Matt Ryan's sophomore
there
and junior years. And then Jeff Jagodzinski, the head coach for Matt Ryan's senior year when they went 11-3. And he threw for 4,500 yards and finished 7th in the Heisman. Interesting.
The part where Poles talks about being intentional with the throws, I understand it, I like it, and I respect it. I want to offer something up because you and I have talked about this since last football season, Spiegs. Is it okay? One of the follow-ups that I would have for Ryan, is it okay in those moments for Caleb to take a shot at something? Like, is it okay? And it's probably a better question for Ben.
Yep.
Is it okay for him to be like, I wanted to see if I could hit that. Like, I wanted to see if I could hit that backside dig.
In terms of practice, you're talking about?
Is it okay for him to take a couple of those
good question
per day?
It ought to be.
So that in a game, he doesn't feel like I can't take a chance, because I think that's the one criticism that's very fair with Caleb, is that when you look at the touchdown interception ratio,
yeah,
it's great, but were there touchdowns left off the board because he was afraid to throw interceptions?
Right. Well, it's practice is when you're supposed to do that stuff, in my opinion. So I'd love to get Ben's thoughts on that. We'll talk to Jason Leisure later. We'll talk to Mark Grody at 5 o'clock, and he'll have some sound, because like I know that Caleb struggled with some of the deep balls, and like when you see like, oh, Caleb's struggling in practice, maybe some of those deep balls is him trying to take that chance to see if it's there, and he's learning something from it, and that matters more than whether he completes it or not.
I don't know, and I don't know how Ben feels about that. He might feel completely different.